Scalise, Big Tech Conservative Censorship Not a Mistake. By Trent Baker on November 18, 2020. In response to the previous day's Senate hearing with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, slammed big tech companies for censoring conservatives on their platforms. Scalise said Wednesday on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom that big tech's coordination, collusion and censorship against conservatives was on full display in the hearing. "It was very concerning," Scalise said of the hearing. "Not only seeing some things pointed out, they blocked conservatives on just opinions. And yet, the Ayatollah in Iran can say anti-Semitic things that aren't flagged. And yet they won't commit, and I think Senator Cruz asked, would you commit to giving us the metrics? The numbers on how many conservatives have you blocked versus how many liberals have you blocked? They have that data. They just wouldn't commit to showing it. And yet, they sit there and say they want to be transparent. Of course, they don't want to be transparent. They want to continue to censor conservatives," he added. "The bulk of their employees are liberal. They should be running a liberal social media platform." Host Sandra Smith asked Scalise about Dorsey saying the New York Post was locked out of its account for sharing its story about Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his business dealings overseas was a mistake. Scalise said Twitter's obvious bias was not a mistake. "Twitter's bias against conservatives was not a mistake, it's a bias," he responded. "They have a large majority, somewhere around over 90% of all of their employees, who donate to campaigns donate to Democrats. And so, okay, everybody has political views. But you are supposed to check those at the door if you're acting as a publisher. They aren't just letting content out there, by the way. The idea they should have the Section 230 protections against being sued shouldn't apply if you are starting to pick and choose whose views you're going to put out there in the public square. That's what they are doing. Their bias was on full display. They ought to fix it, otherwise, they're going to start losing customers. There will be a conservative alternative to social media sites if they continue to be biased against conservatives." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.